This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nodia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purb Bardhaman. Earlier, the first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on the 23rd of April. Counting of votes for all four states, including Kerala, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, and one union territory, that is Puducherry, will be held on 4th of May. The Election Commission has announced a stringent security plan for the second phase of assembly polls in West Bengal, making it clear that any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors would be dealt with firmly. The Commission directed security personnel to carry out constituency-wise deployment and step up area domination exercises in interior lanes and sensitive neighbourhoods to ensure that voters can exercise their franchise without fear. The National Investigation Agency has registered a case to probe recovery of 79 crude bombs in pole-bound West Bengal. Officials said the move came along following a directive from the Union Home Ministry in this regard. In a statement, an NIA spokesperson said that the anti-terror agency registered a case which was originally filed at Uttarkashi Police Station in Bhanga Division of Kolkata on Saturday and took up the investigation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a two-day visit to Sikkim. He will take part in the closing ceremony of 50 years of Sikkim's statehood and inaugurate and lay foundation stone of multiple projects worth 4,000 crore rupees. Upon his arrival, Mr. Modi will take part in a roadshow from Biraludwar to MG Marg this afternoon. Later, he will interact with the BJP workers. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a five-day visit to Himachal Pradesh beginning today for the summer sojourn. During her visit, the president will attend a banquet hosted by the governor of Himachal Pradesh at Lok Bhavan in Shimla tomorrow. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement in New Delhi today, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday and discussed measures to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership and the regional situation. The Indian Embassy in the UAE said, Mr. Doval conveyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's greetings to the UAE leader. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy said, measures to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership, the regional situation, and other issues of mutual interest were discussed. Earlier this month, Mr. Doval met Saudi Arabia's senior leaders and discussed bilateral relations, the regional situation, and other areas of mutual interest. The 2026 review conference of the parties to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, or NPT, will begin today in New York. Convened by the United Nations, states' parties will gather over a period of 4 weeks to review progress on NPT's three pillars, that is, disarmament, non-proliferation, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The 11th review conference of the NPT is taking place at a time of heightened international tension and armed conflict. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Lucknow Super Giants in a super over thriller at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 156 runs set by the Knight Riders, the Super Giants made 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In the super over that followed, the Super Giants managed to score only one run as they lost both of their wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.